are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more. This
today we're continuing our discussion about how to win friends and influence people by Dale Carnegie. And I realized that I learned some bad things when I was a kid, many bad things when it came to working with people. And one of them that I saw modeled was when you didn't get good service, act irritated, because that let the person know that you didn't get good service, and it also lets them know you expect good service, and it also lets them know that you want it now. So a lot of that was conveyed in your irritation. So I was a fairly irritable guy with service people, to be very honest with you, most of my life. And I read a book a while back. It's been many years ago, and it's about complaining, and it's called A Complaint is a Gift, and I highly recommend it if you'd like to read it. But one of the things that it talks about is it surveyed, and it actually looked at recordings and conversations of customer service people with people who had issues, people calling in, et cetera, everything from, you know, their phone wasn't working to whatever. They didn't get the right product, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what they discovered was that customer service people receive some of the most negative treatment of any people in any job anywhere. Why? Because they're talking to you one-on-one. People tend to see the customer service person as not only working for the company, but a representative of the company. And in many cases, people feel like if they can convey their irritation over what they perceive to be poor service, then it's actually going to improve the company. And so customer service people often feel really, really beat down. There's a huge turnover in it. People either become jaded, and that's when you get people who sound just stoic and they really don't care. They've committed to this job, but the warmth is gone because they've had it carved away by other people. Or you get people who come in, try it for a while, and they just turn over. And that's one of the reasons that I like to speak to customer service organizations to help them understand and contextualize the content of what is coming their way. What I've discovered, and I'm sure you know this, is that if you can take a second and ask a customer service person, how was your day? What's going well? What's the good word? Thank you for taking my call. And to disassociate that person from the company, simply to ask that your issue be resolved, not to talk about the fact that there is an issue, then you often get better service from the customer service person. So this is what we mean by start friendly. Start friendly. Now that I have worked to develop this skill, it's kind of shocking and sad when I see other people do it incorrectly. I saw somebody at a restaurant the other night who got something wrong, and it was like, excuse me, come here, you know, and the server came over, and this is wrong. And that very same night, I decided to try something that I had learned from How to Win Friends and Influence People, because in many cases, you're going to get a little something wrong. I tend to get a drink, which is like a shot of vodka on a rocks with a lemon. But everybody brings me a lime. And it used to bother me because this has been my little drink for 40 years or since I've been old enough. And most people bring me a lime because that's the common way to do it. And I used to like this. Well, nowadays, I either make sure that it's very clear or I say, I'm sorry, I think I asked for a lemon. In other words, I put some uncertainty. I start out friendly, first of all. I wait. I don't have to, I don't have to demand that they come over and take care of me. In that moment, I can get their attention and I can start friendly. And the same is true with everyone else. I said that I got to actually practice this that night because I sat down at the bar and this time I ordered myself a beer with my pizza. And they brought the beer and I also said, could I get a large glass of ice water? Because it's hot down here in the Keys and I'm always wanting to stay hydrated, especially if I'm going to have alcohol. So she totally forgot my ice water. And she walked around me a dozen times. And I kept thinking she's going to get it. And finally, she came right by me and I said, excuse me, I'm sorry. I think I ordered ice water. In other words, I put some doubt there. And she goes, oh my gosh, you're right. We can have much better experiences when we don't have to be right and when we don't have to try and act like a person who has been victimized by another person's behavior. People really are doing the best they can. So when we're dealing with someone, one of the best things we can do is just start friendly. How do you start friendly? Now, I was going to ask you all to share with me. The thing is, we all know what these are. What does friendly mean? I'm doing it right now. I am smiling. I'm consciously smiling. So number one, smiling. Number two, looking the person in the eye. And maybe beginning with something that is not going to be challenging and putting some doubt in your own self. There have been times when I have ordered something at a restaurant, like my favorite Thai restaurant. I usually get spring rolls as an appetizer. And one time I ordered tofu, something like that, fried tofu. And when they brought it, my ego went, wait a minute, what did they brought me the wrong thing? And then I went, oh no, wait a minute, I ordered something different. Whether or not we're wrong, it goes a long way if we act as if we are, because what we tend to do is to act just how right we are in the situation, and that only makes things worse. So you want to start friendly. And the second thing is, you want to end with a challenge. This is something that Dale Carnegie talks about in How to Win Friends and Influence People. And by end with a challenge, it means not to challenge the person, like, I'm going to get you, but to comment on how great things usually are from them. Here's what I mean. And it doesn't have to be a challenge. The challenge may not be the correct way of putting it, but Ken Blanchard in The 1 Minute Manager said that you need to use what's called the compliment sandwich when you're talking to an employee. Compliment them on something specific they have done well. Tell them something you would like them to improve. Compliment them again. And the best compliment you can give is to say, and your work for everything else is truly fantastic. Give them a reputation to live up to is the way Dale Carnegie puts it. End with a challenge by giving them a reputation. Pamela Jane O'Connor, I know, is watching right now as a teacher. We've got several of the teachers here, several teachers with us today. What you want to do is tell your students, and you usually do so fantastic. And what I appreciate about you is, and what I admire about you is. Don't just give them feedback for them to address. Give them a reputation that includes having already addressed that and talk about how they have done so in the past. One of the things that I'm going to call it, I need a better name because people have said don't use that name. But let's say I call a major online retailer and there's an issue. Little things that I can do by saying, hope you're having a good day. Here's my challenge. Because I do want to get them on the phone and off as quick as I hope you're having a good day. How's your day going? Something like that shows some degree of indication, interest, start friendly. And then once they resolve it, say, I appreciate the fact that every time I call in, I'm only on hold for 2 minutes. Or I appreciate the fact that even though sometimes I have to hold to get someone at your company, you are always so friendly and so helpful. It goes, and I'm just using these as examples. What I want you to do is to do this with your family and your work. If you're having trouble getting someone to do something to help you out at work, begin friendly, make the request, and then give them a reputation to live up to. And you are always so responsive when I ask you to do things like that. I just want you to know I appreciate it. Now, don't be manipulative. You've got to mean it. The example I just gave you could come across as a bit manipulative. So today, I want you to start friendly. We all have challenging conversations that we have to have. They're important conversations. That's how we grow. And we need to remember that often when we walk in, I see this, I mean, school council, school board meetings and things like this, people walk in and they've got what's called telling tension. Telling tension means I need to tell you. I need to get into this. This is my need. I have what's called telling tension. And they are so loaded for bear with what they want to say that they forget that the other person is a human being and they start friendly. They say, hey, thank you for listening to me. Let me just cover a few things here, if I may. And then at the end, saying something along the lines of, and I appreciate you hearing me and being so willing to consider what it is I have to say. That's inviting someone to end with a challenge and giving them a reputation to live up to. Give that a try today. It'll blow you away how much this will change your life.
No more complaining people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more complaining people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.